Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says the kingdom of God can be compared to sowing seed of wheat in the field, and also a grain of mustard seed. When it's sown, it grows and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This text today of our Lord Jesus really fits the summer months, doesn't it? When we go outside, we see the flowers, the plants, the bushes, the trees, the birds, the fruit, and the vegetable growing. In the heat of the sun, we look for the shade of branches for coolness. In these pictures, Jesus teaches us what the kingdom of God is like. And what is beautiful about how Jesus teaches is when he's teaching us, he doesn't give us long philosophical orations. He gives us simple pictures that even a child can understand. And this is the picture for you today. We have been planted in the kingdom of God. The seed of the word of God has been planted in us. And we are resting in the branches of Jesus and his word. Branches of the tree that reaches to the four corners of the earth. Today, you are a little bird resting in the branches of Jesus. If you're like me in the mornings, as I have my cup of coffee, I go out into the backyard, and because of all the rain and now the sun, everything is so green. Have you noticed all the singing birds in the morning? They gaily sing their praises to God. In our yard, we have robins, and we have cardinals, and we have mockingbirds and sparrows. And it's fun to watch the cardinals attack the blue jays who are trying to get to the eggs in the nests. And it's also fun to see the cardinals dive bomb the squirrels who are trying to get into the nests. These birds protect their babies. And they sing happily no matter what. They're happy chirping the praises of God in the morning. Did you know that's the picture Jesus gives of you? You are one of those birds nesting in the branches of Jesus. If you can remember that this morning, then you walk by faith and not by sight. And you know, whatever burdens we have, as Paul said, we're burdened and we groan. We're resting in the nests that Jesus provides in the branches of Christ, of his holy church. Those are the parables before us today. What does it mean to you to live by faith and not by sight? What does it mean to you that God has planted the kingdom inside of you and that you can rest in him? The first parable and picture of Jesus is that the kingdom of God is like a harvest of grain. And then he goes to the mustard seed. The kingdom of God, he says, is like a man who scatters the seed on the ground. Now, when a farmer or when you and I scatter the seed, we go to sleep, we rise in the morning, night and day, and we know not how it happens, but the plants begin to grow. The seeds sprout. They produce the blade, then the ear, then the full grain, then they're ripe, and we take the sickle, and it's time for the harvest. God places in the seeds the life principle enabling it to germinate and to grow. God is the one who, through Jesus, has planted the seed, which is the Word of God, in us. He wants to bring us into God's kingdom. So Jesus comes and scatters the seed of the Word of God. Most of what Jesus did was to preach and teach, along with his miracles. The seed of the Word of God has a power in itself. The Holy Spirit is present whenever the Word of God is being proclaimed. It has a power in and of itself because it's God's word. Praise be to God, the Holy Spirit has planted faith in your heart. And that faith is gradually growing day to day, just like a plant, until the final harvest, when the ripened harvest by Christ is brought into the harvest of heaven. How has our Lord Jesus Christ in this broken place placed you in this harvest of grain? The world is a broken place. It's broken because of sin. People's relationships are broken. People hate and bicker and fight. People are weighed down by guilt and anxiety and stress, lacking faith in God. And in this broken world, we see people getting ill or sick. We see people placed in hospitals and nursing homes, pain and suffering that sometimes cannot be cured, only endured, and then we die. This is a broken world. But just like Jesus would die and be placed in the dark earth in his burial and come forth risen from the dead like an Easter lily that has come forth from the ground, so we too, though burdened, will be raised from this ground and this dust. Remember what Jesus said? I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing, but connected to me, you will bear much fruit. And then Jesus compares himself to the seed of wheat. Jesus is talking about himself. I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But when it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus is describing his own death upon the cross, when he, as seed, would be planted in the dark earth. He died the death that we deserved. And he, born of the Virgin Mary, kept the law perfectly for us. And in him, we have righteousness. Because of his death, a shameful death, his burial in a borrowed tomb, but in his glorious resurrection, he has burst forth and now brings a harvest of faith in you and me with branches that reach into the entire world. Praise be to God that he has placed you into his kingdom and planted the seed of faith in your heart. Secondly, Jesus gives the picture of the mustard seed plant. The kingdom of God is like the tiny little mustard seeds, which after they grow becomes a large garden plant with branches so large that the birds of the air can nest in its shade. This foretells what Ezekiel said in the Old Testament lesson today, that when the Lord plants us like a cedar on the high mountain of Mount Zion, he will do it, and he will bring forth fruit to the glory of his name. So consider how the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed and a bush with its branches reaching everywhere through the garden. The kingdom of God started very small. Jesus is that mustard seed. He was completely unknown when he was born in the little town of Bethlehem. Nobody suspected that this carpenter from Nazareth was the Christ. When he was led to his cross before the Roman centurions and died and said, "It is finished," not everyone understood what that meant. But after his glorious resurrection, people recognized in that death and in that resurrection, the world had been declared righteous, justified, because the payment was made in full in the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And then it becomes now a large tree with branches everywhere. The church began like a mustard seed. There were only about 120 people of the original believers. But Peter preaches one sermon at Pentecost, and 3,000 people are baptized. And the church begins to grow. The gospel is being sown all over this world now. The large branches of the tree of the church are filled with believers from all nations, of all languages, cultures, colors of skin. We are making our nests in the arms of Christ. And in his body, we find our home here on earth and in heaven. And you know, the Lord still works with tiny mustard seeds in our lives too. If you think about it, when you were baptized, the pastor just took a small amount of water and baptized you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You've heard the word read from that lectern and heard the simple words of absolution from Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. A little bit of bread and a little bit of wine on the altar, and Jesus feeds us with his body and blood. It's like a mustard seed. God does extraordinary things through ordinary means of water and bread and wine. He's the master gardener, and he has planted you in his garden. And he's bringing forth fruit to the glory of his name, to the glory of God the Father. This is why we have our church and our school and our campus ministry. We are endeavoring to sow the word of God in this community through the work of our congregation, through all the children in the school and the child care and the sunshine camp, through the campus ministry, in whatever way you in your personal life bear witness to Christ. So you see what Jesus said. Everything he spoke in parables, in pictures that we can understand. The kingdom of God, spoken in parables, means Jesus takes an earthly story that has a heavenly meaning for us. He speaks these parables to us so we can explain it even to our children. And in reality, we are all children, children of God. Now, these parables were explained to the apostles and written down in the New Testament, which you read. And when St. Paul says about our bodies, here on earth, like a tent, will be destroyed because we are burdened by our mortality, he says a beautiful thing about death. Death will be swallowed up by life. Usually people say life will be swallowed up by death. But St. Paul says death will be swallowed up by life. Our bodies in heaven are building from God, our heavenly dwelling, prepared for us, and the Holy Spirit is a guarantee, enables us to know this body might be falling apart, but we are of good courage. We walk by faith, not by sight. Walk that way in good courage. Don't walk by the things that you see with your eyes, because they will all pass away. Walk by faith in the things which are unseen. Forgiveness of sins, life and salvation in Jesus. So in conclusion, you are one of Jesus' disciples. He explains everything to you. Jesus is your teacher. Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is your Christ. Jesus will be your judge at the last day. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your sacrifice upon the cross. He is the risen one in whom you've been baptized. Live by faith and serve God with joy. And at that final harvest that Paul speaks about on Judgment Day, when we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, the goats on the left who did only evil and did not believe to everlasting condemnation, the sheep on the right who were good trees that bore good fruit through faith in Christ, will receive that final harvest, joyful reunion with Christ and the saints who've gone before us. So, my friends, let's live like little birds nesting in the branches of the arms of Jesus, happily singing his praises every day. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.